On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're all with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor Mr. Danny Trejo. How are
What's up, man? Mario, my pal.
Oh, it's always great to see you, buddy. Now, first off, you were so kind to come down here and bring tacos for everyone on the crew. How did you become a restaurateur? How did this happen? Did you ever think you'd be doing this?
Mario, like I said, I never thought I'd get out of prison. And to be like, you know, I'm an actor and I'm a, they call me an activist because I work with young people and animals and stuff. And then I was on a movie set doing the movie Badass. And the producer was a guy named Ash. And he saw, I love food. I'll eat, you know, if I didn't work out, I'd be 400 pounds. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
So I walked.
You and I both.
Okay. So he said, why don't you open a restaurant? My mom's dream was to have a little restaurant. Only problem was she was married to my dad, who was like the Mexican Archie Bunker.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Every time me and her would start talking about a restaurant, you could hear my dad, hey, you know, we got a kitchen right there, okay? Why don't you make today special?
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? And
right.
So when after my dad passed away, and then me and my mom were just together, I said, you know what, Mom, I'm going to start your salsa. So I got her recipes for salsa, and I started putting them together. And then I was doing Badass, and Craig said, you know, I mean, Ash said, why don't you open a restaurant? Jokingly, I said, Trejo's Tacos. And three movies later, he came to me with, we did Badass, Badass 2, and Badass on the Bayou with Danny Glover. And then he came to me with a business plan.
Wow.
And it was the first business plan that anybody's ever brought me that wasn't going to cost me any money. Yeah. What yeah. usually... people want $500,000 to do this or
yeah.
something. You know? He said, no, this is what we got. This is how we're
wow.
doing. And I said, well, how much will I be involved? He said, from the start? You know, he says, you taste everything. If you don't like it, we won't do it. So my agent, Gloria, my secretary, Mary, yeah. they say, okay, let's do it.
And cut two, now you've got a few restaurants,
yeah,
right?
Three, actually. We've got one on La Brea between Pico and Olympic, one on Cahuenga on the corner of Selma and Cahuenga, and then we've got... one on Virgil between by Vermont and Virgil. And,
look at that. Blowing up. And they're acclaimed, too.
Oh, yeah. And the taco truck.
The taco know, truck. Yeah. You haven't had to buy a ticket for an L.A. Rams game.
No. The Rams let us in free because we bring the taco truck. We went up to their training camp and yeah. fed them. And them boys can eat.
I bet those guys can crush some tacos.
They can crush some tacos.
Put you out of business kind
hey,
of deal.
Hey, it was funny, man. It's like... But, you know, we got invited to all their home games. So
that's
we showed
awesome.
The truck and we get to bring the truck inside.
Look at that. So. That's a score right there. And I saw you on Twitter speaking with the U.S. Surgeon General. What did you guys talk about?
Yeah. Drug addiction as a disease. You know, they've been fighting that for so long, you know. And,
right.
and drug addiction is a disease. You know what I mean? It's like a twofold disease. It's an allergy of the body coupled with an obsession of the mind. You know, it's like you know something's bad for you, but you can't stay away from it.
Like so, women.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
Been married four times.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, there you go. So it's not so
long. You know I mean?
As you were.
And so, you know, but so this is what we discussed. And then I'm going to meet with him again privately and try to put some things together. As far as detox and
that's awesome.
I still work for Western Pacific Med Corp, and they're here in the valley, you know, in Glendale.
Yeah.
And my CEO, Mark Hickman, cue old Mark.
Give him a little shout out. That's awesome, man, that you're doing all that stuff. And I saw you online going undercover to become a car salesman.
Oh, that was funny.
You
man.
Got some funny commercials right now. So you got that one. You did the one with the Marsha Brady. Remember that one?
Yeah,
that
yeah. The Snickers commercial.
The Snickers one.
I got Sling TV.
TV.
I see Sling TV up in Canada. And so funny. All the guys are coming, hey, seen you on Sling TV, eh?
good impression right there. Good
they're
impression.
Crazy.
But yeah, but
Canadians are crazy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. yeah.
No, they're all like, they're all frozen. I'm talking to a girl. She's wearing this little blousey thing. I got a parka on, okay?
Yeah. They're all like polar bears up there. It's a trip. So there were rumors online of another Machete movie. Yeah. Any truth to those?
Robert Rodriguez, get on your... stick, homie. What's up?
Yeah, huh?
You know, Elon Musk was in the last one.
Oh, wow.
He was in Machete Kills. Yeah. He's the one that gave me the spacesuit to go to outer space.
Yeah.
And he invited me to go. He said, you know what, you can go to space. I thought, yeah, okay, in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you want to do one of those? And I remember De Niro. You had a lot of, like, we worked De Niro before a lot on Heat. Yeah. How many movies have you done with Robert Rodriguez already?
11. 11 movies with Robert Rodriguez.
Dang, 20, 11.
When I did Heat, I mean, I was in all. Everybody, who's your favorite actor? Robert De Niro. He's like the
one of my favorite all-time movies. 1995, never forget it. Awesome.
Awesome, but it's like, I mean, I love Robert De Niro. And
was he cool with you?
Oh, he was awesome, Holmes. I mean, he was awesome. And then we talked a little, and he fell in love with my son. My son and Kim Gilbert were really friends. And then when we did Machete, I see him, man, and he goes, because he did Machete for me.
Yeah, right? I remember.
And he goes, you. Number one, call shoot you. He's telling me like I'm the lead, right? I'm looking at him and I go, can I get you some coffee, man? What are you going to, how can you say you're the lead with Robert De Niro?
And that's awesome. Awesome. Right?
But you know what? He is so humble and so, you know, I thought he was the lead. I kept telling Robert, he's the lead. He goes, no, you are. No, you are. But he didn't, he was an actor. That's it.
Yeah.
And even when he was in Heat, he was the actor. He wasn't like, I'm the lead.
Yeah. Awesome. He was cool. That's so great to hear, Matt. And, you know, talking about movies, when you look at your IMDb page, it says you have a dozen films lined up for 2017.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. Did you clone yourself? How are you doing? And then in total, what does it bring the total of movies that got you up to?
I think IMDb has me at 320.
That's crazy.
But you know, I have to admit that, you know, that a lot of those movies were like student films that I did, you know.
Sure.
And you know, like when somebody, the student asks, hey, will you help us? You know, we can get 30 grand if you, okay. So what? And then they buy you lunch.
Right, exactly. So let's assume there's 50 of those. You're still at like unbelievable, insane. You know, you've had like 10 careers, successful ones, right? For like people, that's awesome. So what can we look forward to this next year? Well, you're writing a Buffalo in One of Us.
No, I finished a movie, Dead Again in Tombstone, right?
Okay.
Rule Renee, that's the director. I love him. And I did Death Race 2 and Death Race 3 with him, and then I did Dead in Tombstone. Now I'm doing Dead in Tombstone.
You're dead a lot in these movies. Death and Dead.
I come back to life.
come back to life.
And it's going to be a great movie. And I wrote a Buffalo, and people do not realize how big those things are. It's like an elephant.
Yeah, right.
And they're wide as a Cadillac, you know.
Wow, man, that's unbelievable. Well, Danny, man, that is awesome. Congrats on everything. And real quick, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man, I did a song in a movie called, what was it? Delta Farce. At first, I did, because they asked me, General, are we going to pillage the village? And I go, no, tonight it's karaoke. And then I break into, at first I was afraid, I was hypnotized.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Now,
fantastic.
It's not awesome. Everywhere I walk in that has a karaoke machine, hey, we've got a special guest.
I just remembered another movie when I took my kids to see Storks.
Yeah.
You played the big badass Storks. What was that Storks name?
Jasper.
Jasper, yes, that Stork is awesome.
Let go, my baby.
Voiceover works great too, man. So doing
it's
the
like so much fun. Right now, I'm El Moco in Puss in the Boots. Puss in Boots cartoon.
Great. Yeah, with Antonio Banderas.
And I'm
amazing.
The bad guy. You know, like, hey, I'll kill Puss in the Boots.
I'm scared already right there. Okay, first show on your DVR. What show are you watching right now? That
my DVR.
Like your TV, like TV. What TV shows you like?
Oh, yeah. I like Westerns. I keep it on the Western Channel. It's
I like
538.
538 on the Western Channel. All right, perfect. Who was your celebrity crush growing up? Who'd you like?
Celebrity crush growing up was, God, they're not even going to remember Jane Mansfield.
I remember Jane Mansfield. Yeah. yeah, like Marilyn Monroe, but with bigger chichis.
I actually, Jane Mansfield and Mickey Hargitay, that's what's her name's, daughter. Their daughter is on.
Is that Mariska Hargitay?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay.
Really?
Yeah,
that's her daughter.
I met her mom. I met her mom.
On Law and Order.
Met her mom in front of Dino. Oh, I better shut up, mom. Dino's used to be a restaurant right there on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what a trip. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's it. Who's the toughest actor you ever worked with? I don't mean tough like he was difficult. I mean like who else was like a badass actor? Because I know you can't be throwing anybody under the bus.
Wow. Danny Trejo.
Perfect answer. Who plays you in your life story?
My stunt guy. Norm Mora.
Nice shout out for him.
No jet lag. My daughter one time came up behind him and started saying, "Dad, I'm going to need some money because I want to buy these shoes." He turned around, "Oh, okay."
Perfect right there. Huh? Well, hey, thank you again for taking the time to come in here. Congratulations.
Hey, anytime, Holmes. First of all, I love you, man. Second me, man. I just think you're the bomb, man.
Right on, man. Well, the feeling's mutual. You too, bro. You too. And you can follow Danny on Twitter at @OfficialDannyT and follow Trejo Tacos at Trejo Tacos.
Hey,
so,
Mario, and I got a new record company. It's called...
Orale, a record company. Wait a minute over here.
It's called DT Music, you know, we're ready to blow up, Holmes. I'm going to bring you a tape we got of about four different young girls that just do empowerment songs.
Okay.
Talk about you know, like teen pregnancy, about education, about getting good
that
work.
That sounds great, man. Yeah, you know, let me check that out.
I'm so excited about it, man. I mean, I'm excited about everything I've done.
Yeah, but that's awesome. Well, congrats, man, on that,
God
too.
God bless you, man. On with Mario Lopez.